This is going to be just the cartoon. Something the Lord spoke to me yesterday after a couple of pretty hard days, and I saw it and saw what he's been saying to us in a new light. Turn with me to Job 42. 42. I mean, I could do a whole teaching and go into the book, but this is just a nutshell. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. Wait a minute. I don't need to start there. Just a minute. Okay. Verse 10. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. And he also gave Job twice as much as he had before. Well, that's the words I heard yesterday. And I got to thinking about that. You know, when you are under attack and you're going through physical things and it's just tough, it's real easy to be thinking about yourself, always looking inside. Lord, what's going on? Lord, I need help. And that's kind of the mode you get into, where you're focusing on yourself. Isn't that the way people that are sick act? They look, they're always looking to their infirmity. Always looking to this symptom and that symptom, and trying to get an answer and trying to. Well, what I saw in that was Job's captivity was turned because he prayed for those scuzzy old friends. They were awful. I mean, they were awful. But Job prayed for them. That's what turned Job's captivity. Love never fails. And I said, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm going to look at that differently from now on. And when I get to thinking about myself, I'm going to pray for my friends. I'm going to think about others and pray for them. Lift up the apostles and the other counties across this nation. There's a bunch to pray for. I know the Lord instructed us to pray for Mike and C.K. Thompson there in Las Vegas. You talk about there's like 5,000 witches in that area he's at. So I said, Lord, I can turn my captivity anytime, can't I, if I will get on the right stream instead of always thinking about myself and when is this going to end? Lord, why? You know, Joyce Meyer, why, God, why? When, God, when? Just always this kind of stuff instead of just get to walking. Just get to doing what God's called you to do. Be about the Master's business. When Job prayed for his friends, it says, the Lord turned the captivity of Job. And he had twice as much as he had before. So everything that he felt that he had lost, God restored double. So that's just food for thought. Anytime we turn inward and we become self-centered, we're not about being, we should never be self-centered as Christians. We should always be projecting out, what can I do to help somebody else? How can I be more effective in my praying for others? How can I be more effective when I go out and give somebody a track? See, the enemy would have us go inward. That way he can attack us even more. So anyway, I wanted to share that because I believe that's very important, because I thought, I never saw that. I just thought, well, God said it's over, now I'm restoring all the stuff you've been through. But no, he had him pray for his, not, I wouldn't even call them friends, really. Very religious. Maybe they were well-meaning, but they didn't help Job at all. And then what did Job do? He bemoaned. He sat out there and bemoaned his situation. Nothing ever come out of moaning and groaning, I know that. But when we get our focus off ourselves and onto others, then God can move in that. Okay.
Is that a separate teaching?